to dental health now. When kids don't brush their teeth, they risk more than just cavities. Experts say tooth decay can affect a child's diet, their ability to concentrate and do well in school, and their self-esteem. Overall, children's oral health is getting better, but poor children aren't improving as much. Take San Francisco's Chinatown, a neighborhood with the highest rate of childhood tooth decay in the city. Laura Clivens from Here Now contributor KQED has this story.
Spring Valley Science Elementary School serves hundreds of children from in and around Chinatown, and most of those kids are from low-income families. On a recent Monday, a line of students snaked along a hallway. They joke and fidget, and their teacher asks them to quiet down. One by one, they march into a classroom to say, "Ah," for dentist Richard Choi. Sherry, a second grader with straight black hair, steps forward.
Hi, Sherry. How are you? Good. Okay, let me just take a quick look. I like your earrings. Open wide. Ah, great.
Dr. Choi is one of many dentists who volunteer at these school screenings. They're organized by a citywide coalition of public and private groups. Dr. Choi perches on a tiny classroom chair, peering into mouth after mouth with a flashlight and tongue depressor.
Okay, you're all done. Thank you.
Screenings like this have been happening for 16 years, and all kindergartners get them. The city spends roughly $160,000 a year to staff the program. And the good news is, across the city, the cavity rate for kids has dropped almost 10% since 2008. Margaret Fisher is a dental hygienist with the Department of Public Health. She says while this is a good thing,
the children of color haven't declined as much. All children should be declining, and there should not be like 25, 30% of the kids of a particular ethnicity have decay, whereas 5% of another group have decay.
One of the ethnicities with high rates of tooth decay are Asians, particularly those who live in Chinatown. Kent Wu runs a nonprofit that focuses on the health of San Francisco's Chinese community.
We are oftentimes thought of as a model minority, that we have no problems, we do well regardless. And yet here is this very glaring health disparity. So being able to put a spotlight on it and maintain that spotlight and also address it at the same time, I think is one of the key accomplishments for us.
So why are cavities such a problem for kids in Chinatown? Wu and others aren't sure, but they have some ideas. He and his colleagues met recently to hear results from a focus group. Health worker Christina Nip had interviewed adult residents of Chinatown.
You know, what do they consider to be good oral health?
Nip explains that people who live in Chinatown know the basics: brushing, flossing, going to the dentist, avoiding sugar. But most only call the dentist when something hurts.
Back in home country, there's a lack of emphasis on oral health.
The focus group said even here, it's not easy going to the dentist. It's hard to find one on their insurance or one that speaks their language. It costs a lot, and they're afraid the experience will be scary for their kids. And then there's the issue of tap water.
Many of them actually are not comfortable drinking tap water.
Water that has fluoride, which helps prevent cavities. Nip and her colleagues will use this information to develop new strategies, things like having doctors bring up the subject with new moms during postpartum checkups and doing outreach at churches. Dr. Choi wraps up his visit at Spring Valley Elementary. He's screened 145 kids in under 4 hours. A public health worker tracked each exam, noting which kids need more treatment, such as fillings or sealants. Later in the week, a dental hygienist will come back to apply those sealants for free.
Good job. Here's a sticker for you. There you go. Good job.
The sticker says, "Brush, floss, smile." For Here and Now, I'm Laura Clivens in San Francisco.